sudden, you're floating around your mommy's tummy. Imagine this, you're floating around in the tummy, you're weightless, right? You're in your mommy's tummy, and then you think, this is my life, this is great. I get fed, I don't even have to move, I don't even have to open my eyes, and then all of a sudden you get squeezed out, your head gets tightened to fit through a small hole that you're not supposed to fit through, and then there's lights everywhere and people are yelling, talking, and it's, that's gotta be the scariest thing, huh?
I mean, yeah, but we just don't remember that.
It's like, ah! That baby's, that's what they're saying. They're like, ah!
Where are we live streaming from? What page of yours?
Stephen Bard Music. Oh, no, this is my regular page. I forgot to tag Stephen Bard Music. Somebody tag Stephen Bard Music, please.
Is it?
Tag Stephen.
No.
Why am I not seeing it? Oh, that's a pinned one.
How do I do that?
That's it? Awesome.
Okay, he's trying to share this stuff.
Yeah, I'm almost done, yo.
Where are you?
But, Steven, we'll start with you, man. What got you into music?
Oh.
That is a good question. What got me into music? I have always, my last name is Bard, which I don't know if you know this, it means poet. It means yes, traveling sir. Poet. And I've always, I didn't know that when I was younger. And I always just had an inclination towards writing. Stories, jokes, songs, poems. And yeah, I feel like I look at words like mathematicians look at numbers, and I just love playing around with words and the English language, and you know. So I've always been a writer, and then I started playing guitar at about 12. You know, the stuff like to make it look like I can play guitar type of stuff. Like Smoke on the Water, you know, Basket Case.
Way to play that first.
Yeah, like, everybody
there's
is.
A wrong way to play Smoke
on the
Water.
Oh yeah, and yeah, that's how you play it. And yeah, then at about 15, I started to get more serious. I taught myself power chords, but I was doing two-finger power chords.
It's my bread and butter, dude.
And then this dude, Peter Blastiosos, actually, he was actually pretty prominent in the punk New York punk scene. And he taught me, he said, this is how you play power chords, and he taught me a couple of his songs. And I was like, yeah, that's what I need, some power chords. I want to play some Green Day. That's all I need. And then he said, here's a scale. And I said, absolutely not. I just want to be Green Day.
I rely heavily on power chords. I get it and don't know much theory on scales. Do you have punk material?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's like in the vault?
No, it's all over the place. You've heard it before.
I can get a punk song out of you right now if I ask.
Sure, yeah. You want a punk song?
That would be
punk
cool.
Song.
I didn't see that.
This
I
is...
that side of you that I recall.
Okay, well. You must not be looking too hard. This song is actually, I wrote it, the idea behind it was it's going to be an opener song too, and it's pretty punky, and I played it at Magoo, so I don't know what you're talking about, you know.
I wasn't there for everybody's set, you know. Okay, I apologize. What? I saw some of yours.
You know what you make me want to do, Wesley?
Shit, here we go with him.
I want to go for a ride, personally.
He does this every time I'm in the same room. What do you want to do, Steven?
People like you, who I play punk songs in front of, and you still don't know that I play punk songs. You make me wanna. It's like a long day, you know? What do you do on long days?
I go for a ride.
Go for a ride, right? What might you do before you go for that ride?
Smoke a joint.
I can't say that on the air.
You make me wanna get drunk and go for a drive. Cause I'd rather be dead than have you on my mind. I wouldn't actually do it, but I could fantasize. Speak up, I don't hear you. Well, lately I've been on my grind, sorting out my truth to see through your lies. Your paper skin looks cute, but it's a thin disguise. It's too late to repair you, but I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. Yet I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. Yet I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. Yeah, I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. Yet I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. Yet I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Counting on it, get it? 1, 2, 3, 4. You finally kinda learned your lesson, didn't you? You kinda finally learned your lesson, didn't you? The consequence of all the shady little shit you do. You finally kinda learned your lesson, didn't you? You finally kinda learned your lesson, didn't you? You finally kinda learned your lesson, didn't you? The consequence of all the shitty little shit you do. You finally kinda learned your lesson, didn't you? You finally kinda learned your lesson. You finally kinda learned your lesson. The consequence of all your actions. You kinda finally learned your lesson. You finally kinda learned your lesson. You kinda finally learned your lesson. The consequence of all your actions. You finally kinda learned your lesson, but I doubt it.
That was dope. Woo! I'm gonna take a shot in the dark. That was called Nothing.
Counting? I said it in the middle of the song. It's called Counting on It, actually. But that's a good guess.
Yeah.
That's a fair guess.
Dude,
thank you for that.
This is like Unplugged. It's so cool to get to listen to it.
Yeah, I almost fell off the stage.
Yeah.
I was getting too into it. That would have been punk rock. I should have.
I only hear it from behind you.
I should do a stage dive. We should all stage dive.
More like a stage roll.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears for a second. I'll be honest, I'm kind of winging it here. The format is not what I was expecting, but we're making it work. And I want to turn our attention to Adam Luco, who is 1111.
That's it, man.
We all know what 1111 means, you know? Like, I think it's a great fucking name. It fits, like, your persona. And what do you want to talk about 1111? Because this is your first... opportunity to do so, as far as I know.
Well, hey, let me ask you something. What does 1111 mean? You said everyone knows about it.
I mean, it's a time of day that I pay attention to. If I happen to see it, I'm sending my fiance a text saying make a wish. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So that's how it started with me, is noticing 1111 and then finding that in common with my wife, who's on the other side of the camera. It became a way for us to say hi to each other. At 1111, I send her a message. I'm thinking of you. She'd send one back. She's thinking of me. And it became like an adjective, the way we would say we love each other. I 1111 you. We got tattoos 1111 on our back. We got married on 1111, and I incorporate it a lot into music that I write, because the goal would be to be playing a show or something and use that phrase. It's kind of like a wink to my wife. It's, you know, she knows what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But I'm proud of it and want to share it with the world, so that's what I'm going to go by, is 1111, because I wanted to be authentic, man. I got the tattoo on my back. I got it all going on here, and I
got
think it's the best way to go.
Back, though.
Yeah, 4 1s.
That's commitment.
1111.
I love that number.
Yeah, I 1111 you.
Me too.
1111 you.
That's how we roll.
You better set it back. Like that'd be damn.
We do it at 1:11 too. I just think 11 always sounds cooler.
Yeah. Wait till 1:11 with 11 seconds.
Oof. It's getting complicated.
I won 1111.
We got married on November 11th.
That's dope.
So you can't forget the anniversary?
No, I've got it written on my back.
Yeah.
That was clever of you. Yeah.
Let me ask you, man, what song do you want to convey as 1111 first to people, and what's the story behind it?
Oh, man. So I think I'm going to go with Embraced today. It's a song I wrote maybe 7 months ago or so. It started with a little cool little noodle that I was doing on the guitar.
It's a nice riff.
And she liked it, so I was like, okay, I'm going to write a song about that. And then I started doodling with something else, and found that the song I said I was going to write with that like little riff ended up being a good bridge for the song. And my good friend Albert last July got married. So it's a love song. It's about being embraced by the one you love. So I played it at his wedding. So now it has significant meaning to a whole bunch of people. So I think it's a good represent. Plus, it has the word 1111.
I've never had a wedding gig. That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, we kind of forced ourselves into it. It was
as
a damn it, Michael.
As musicians.
Yeah,
damn it, Michael. Playing comments. A wedding.
We like and subscribe.
That is insane.
Man, he pissed off the bride because he, you know how he gets up on.
Because damn it, Michael.
He got up on a little pedestal.
His loophole.
He kicked off her fake flowers and jumped down, so it was a little awkward. But
Jesus.
Yeah, and I had a G-string break on my guitar.
No, he's talking about Michael, not Jesus.
Jesus.
go home.
Your name from where I've been. We're lucky for today and to be here in each other's arms. Remain with grace, my love. I'd be honored to have 30 more laps to weather. And if the sun stood still, I'd be yours forever. It could be the longest of lives. Just one more night to face. As long as we're together, I'd be embraced. I'd be safely awake, and I'd be safe. I believe in faith. We could never know how much time we have left, really how much time's behind us, they said. I can honestly claim if it stayed 11:11, if the clock should stop, I'd remain in heaven. It could be the longest of nights. I'd be embraced. I'd be safely awake. It'd be okay. And I'd live faithfully, most definitely, consistently. I believe in faith. Yeah.
let me say something. That boy, that's a drummer, man. And I've known him for over a year now, and he never does this, dude. I've seen him do it maybe once. He's usually mumbling while he's singing on the couch. I'm like, yo, what's that song? Play that for me. He's like, no, I don't want. Come on.
Let me tell you something, Bard, coming from you.
Come on now.
Man.
Dude, that's some stuff right there.
I consider myself a success now.
My first thought on hearing that is, how do we get that in a movie and get it recorded?
Dude, I was thinking of a love scene.
Because it's just the right email needs to be sent with that song to be on Spotify. Like, advertise you're a singer more, because you're a fucking singer, bro.
Dude, all right. There's a grandpa. They lost each other. One had to move for the war. They were on the Titanic or whatever. They thought they'd never see each other again. And that is the song playing when they reunite, finally.
Oh, man.
Bunch of perspective.
You guys are making me blush.
Yeah, all right, let me just say this, we'll get back to Steven. But dude, this is why we need to both stay sober. You said you wanted to mention that, man. Oh, you're early in recovery.
Here we go, dropping bombs, baby.
I don't drink anymore, man. Neither does this gentleman. He said it was cool to touch on that, but like...
Oh, absolutely, man. It's part of my life. It's part of my story.
You're hiding a lot of potential, and now it's going to come out.
Oh, yeah. Cost a lot, man. Cost a lot. 97 days in today. And life is better. Life is much, much better. And you know what? You know what's the frustrating thing about like addiction and drinking and stuff? Is it's easier to let the inhibitions go. And I swear I thought I sounded better when I let my inhibitions go. But I can actually control my voice.
Going back and watching yourself doing that when you thought that is so embarrassing.
Yeah, free artist media is nothing but cringe like that.
Man.
Do you remember that endeavor?
No, just life is better for me. It works for me, man. And I'm extremely blessed to have these 97 days. And here's to 97 more.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was going to say you'll get to 97 years, but that's, you know, you might be able to be cyborgs one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Technology.
Yeah.
I want to be a cyborg, 200 years old, playing fucking guitar still. But that's a conversation for another day. Steven.
You could just turn off the drunk when you're getting into your car.
I tried, man.
A fun time and just turn it off.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. Steven, okay, let me ask you this, man. I know you do open mics a lot, but when is your next actual show?
You gotta let me know that, because it's actually at Magoo's.
That is true. Okay, what date?
I think it's March 4th. March 4th?
Don't be.
It's in March.
Check the phone. Yeah, no, I want to say it's April 6th. It might be March.
Let's say April 6th. It's somewhere between March 4th and April 6th. It's April 6th. It's April 6th at Magoo's. And there's going to be more in between now and then. I just started a new job. It's been very stressful. And now I'm finally getting used to the new schedule. So now I'm going to start again getting back into it. And I'm going to hit it heavy. And you're going to be there, and you're going to be there, and anybody else who wants to be there.
We're all going
to
be there.
I'm going to be there.
Yay.
But, so, tell me.
I didn't get a chance to...
I
didn't get a chance to... You asked him to explain the song, and I didn't get a chance to explain my first song.
Oh,
feel
man.
Free to.
Counting on it. It's all in the words.
Again, I'm winging in this, brother.
What?
I'm winging in this.
Oh, yeah, we all are.
Did not mean to offend.
Well, you didn't get the script I sent you? So that song Counting on It, it's about, we all know a person who's like, you love them, but they're never going to change, and you're counting on it, and don't hold your breath, you know? I've been counting on it so much that I lose my breath. I guess you finally learned your lesson. You finally kind of learned your lesson, I doubt it. And yeah, we all know somebody like that.
I know too many people like that.
A few of them.
Yeah, and we got to write songs about them. When you know somebody like that. And if you know somebody like that and you'd like me to write a song about them, email me at stephenbard619@gmail.com, yahoo.net.
Is that a reference to Rey Mysterio, the 619?
Yeah, I think he was one of my favorite wrestlers.
No, he's top tier, definitely.
Yeah. I actually wrote this song about him. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be fantastic.
This song, the next song I'm going to play... I took a very big hiatus. I have a 3-year-old son, dropping that bomb. I have a 3-year-old son. I took a huge hiatus when he was born. COVID started. He was a COVID baby for sure. And I took a 3-year hiatus. He got to be like 6 months old. And I bought a guitar. I started feeling myself again. I started getting out of like the panic depression that I was in. And I started messing around with it, and for some reason I loved the capo on that third fret. And he was laying on the bed with me, and I was playing with this progression that I was playing. I've been playing with since I was probably 16 years old. And it finally came out in song form, and it's advice that I would like to pass to him and anybody else who needs it that I wish I had heard when I was a young child.
I love this song, dude.
And it's,
I know exactly where we're going.
Dude, what's it called again, dude?
Couldn't tell you.
Thoughts, I think. Yeah,
thoughts,
see?
I think.
Thoughts, comma, I think. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
So here we go.
I'm going to try a new mic position. I hope everybody can hear me out there.
Yeah, it's always fun. Me too, bro.
I'm like shaking.
That's common, though, man.
Cool.
This means I care about what you guys think.
The greats are still nervous, man.
You guys sound awesome.
Anyways.
I think before I am, or at least I think I am. I know what I know. That's all I want to know. And I want what I got, so I get what I want. And all that I need is all that I got. And I've learned to don't blame yourself. You've been feeling awfully sorry, but you know it's bad for your health. So don't blame yourself. There's no need to worry, that won't get you anywhere. Should not be scared. Well, I know, because I would, and I'm willing to share what I've learned from my time surviving here. What I learned to don't blame yourself. Feeling awfully sorry, but you know it's bad for your health. Don't blame yourself. Was at one point in time. You know time is by your side, or at least it was at one point in time. I hope.
That's for you, Liam. I love you, buddy.
Oh, man. Hey, to anybody watching, firstly, thank you for tuning
in. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Dennis Kelly, for giving us the opportunity to be in your home and doing this.
We appreciate it a lot. We know we're a rough
bunch. He's the brains behind this operation, who is not on cam now, but very supportive human.
Doing great.
And I wanted to ask you guys, who do you Do you agree or disagree that both of these gentlemen should be in studio as soon as possible, putting out songs you're hearing?
No, after that, I'm walking off and I'm quitting music forever, Steve.
No, stop it.
No, I was going to say, like, many people have heard me say I think Stephen Bard's the best singer-songwriter in Chicago. But, like, I got to say, dude,
I'm a singer-songwriter in Chicago.
Your money, man. Oh, like, those are bold words.
No
but, like,
shit, anybody could give me. I know 17 people off the top of my head who could give me a run for my money. But guess what? We're all going together.
17.
It's not a competition.
Facts.
We are all local musicians in Chicago. We should team up. We have all the tools we need to get our shit out there. We deserve to be heard just as much as anybody. There's so much talent. Just people I know personally, it's like, dude, how is this not on the radio? Right. I hear stuff on the radio and I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess.
You'll be famous if you drop singles, both of you. Like, you have that potential.
Well, yeah, we'll get there.
If you want that, you know.
One step at a time, baby. I'm a busy man, but that's the plan, dude. My last name, like I said, Bard.
Means
I was born for this.
Yeah.
Bard means traveling guitarist, and I didn't even know that before I started writing. And I usually don't get all like, I'm going to do this, but I am, and I'm doing this. And no matter what happens, as long as I get to play music that I write and people hear it, as long maybe one person, I'm fine with that.
That's it.
I've had enough people already tell me, like, dude, I feel like you wrote that song for me. And that's, like, enough. I could retire right now.
That's where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, one... Just, I just want to get it out, man.
That's it.
I just want to get it out.
And you will.
I want to be satisfied.
Let me,
It's so profound that you could take, like, a feeling that you had, an emotion, and, like, craft it into this thing that's so perfectly what you were going through,
yeah.
And put it into words, and then put it out there, and it helped you. And then somebody else hears it, and it could help them for a completely different reason.
We're lucky. You know, a lot of talented people out there, I like that it's with music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
So I'm just going to hit you with the same question, brother. Where can people see you live next?
Probably Magoo's.
Yeah?
Probably. Yeah. It's, you know,
you're
it's
on
kind
a
of
list
the,
to play there.
That's kind of the off-season with this weather that we've had, you know, getting out and getting things organized. I'm really looking forward to, I feel like we're in spring training right now. We're getting ready for this summer. It's going to be a big one, 2024.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Coming into it sober.
And oh, it's our year, dude.
It's a good year.
All three of us.
Get out on your shoulders.
That's it.
All five of us, including the people in the room besides us.
You know?
There is no limit to the amount of people who are going to be successful and do what they want and follow their dreams because there shouldn't be, you know? And there's enough supportive people to not have that be an issue.
And you find them at open mics. That's why I'm hosting.
And I'm one of them,
mic.
So if you want to contact me about your music, anyway, I can help. This guy's really good at that, too. Turn off your... Okay.
I know.
Spoke too soon. Turn off your phone.
Oh, what were the nice words you were going to say?
No, yeah, he's a great guy, but he needs to turn off his phone. And, yeah,
I'm addicted.
He will answer you quicker than I, because I have a very bad social anxiety disorder. For some reason, it's worse on the phone. Because I don't know if you're mad at me or not. I'm better at reading body language than text, you know? So,
you know, like, over half of communication is nonverbal. Body language is...
Exactly.
Good.
I'd rather talk to you in person. But if it's important, I will message you back as soon as I can. But this guy, he's... Sorry. And he knows people.
Wes is professional.
He's trying to be.
He's trying to be. And I'll let you know if he's slipping. And I'll let him know if he's slipping.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, you're doing a great job.
What would you like to play next, and what's the origin story?
Okay. I'm going to... You know what? I think I'm going to try this without a capo. Usually I use a capo. But
so, let me ask you this, because quite frankly, we're just winging it. How many songs do you guys have prepared to do?
I can play 37 songs.
Okay, we're not doing that many, but, like, what are you guys comfortable with?
We're reaching the end of my prepared limit. No, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I prepared 5 for sure.
Okay, for sure.
Halfway in.
I mean, they're always prepared.
Spotlight.
There it is. Oh, man. There it is.
It's getting on here, baby.
The universal dream. I'm going to play a song called Simple.
Yes.
Because it's simple. I wrote this song, actually, in 2007. My first, like, band I was ever in was called Angus and Willie. It was me and another dude. And we'd walk around with Scottish accents and... this is a song about the simplicity of love, which is actually, like, one of the more complex emotions we could ever hear. But really, when it comes down to it, it's simple or it's not.
We make it complex.
Correct. Right. So this is about acknowledging the simplicity of love.
Whoo! Hmm.
And I'm gonna try it on this capo. Without the capo.
You can
usually
do it.
I do it a little bit higher, but I'm feeling deep today.
Nice. Yeah.
I can hear you when it's crowded. No need for words exchange. I can hear when you whisper to me, oh sweet anythings. We can talk about the weather, like how it's about to rain. We can talk about our life and love. There's no gray area. It's been here all this time, so simple. There's no need to write it down to remind me. It's so simple. It's a beautiful thing. We can talk about religion. I can even hear you complain. We can talk about our life and love. You remember our wedding. It's simple. It was here all the time. So simple. There's no need to write it down to remind me. It's so simple. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm home. And I'm home with you. Cause you have always let me be just who I am. And I'm so thankful I found you. Can't think what might have been. So you will always get from me exactly how I feel. Beautiful and simple.
If you're watching this, go to O'Neill's if you want O'Neill's. To see some cool musical community come together and just play cool sounds on stage.
The open mic that got me back out
into
the world.
That's why I got back into it too. Yeah. I was depressed as shit, played
and
pocket
I told
drums
you about
a week later.
It.
I played
was like,
bass.
There, you little, it's
BCA
place.
Told
good
me
place.
About it, but he was developing it, man, many yeah. years ago, 2 years
One
ago.
One of the very cool places to go
I
play.
I knew that band before you did.
Wes, can I ask you a question, man?
Sure.
Both of us have mentioned the upcoming things that we have going on in Magoo's. Why don't you tell us about Magoo's?
So Magoo's is what I plan on helping the owner make the next Reggie's in Chicago, the biggest venue. We have two stages now. We have plans of getting four in there. I am hosting an open mic that these gentlemen both attended. It's going to be in April every Saturday, and on February 24th we'll be we have an Ozzy impersonator opening it. That's the next one. The one after that is going to be March 23rd with Our Broken View. Vendors are welcome. We're still taking applications for that. If you want to sell whatever product you want. And I mean, I guess a lot, like, nobody knows about it, but you do know there's a studio in that place that I'm going to be producing rappers out of, which is insane to me. There's also plans of national acts to be put through. We're going to be taking care of our bands, basically. We're working out some good deals to make sure bands get compensated for playing at Magoo's, and it's going to be great for everybody involved. That is in Bedford Park. You can message me with any questions. I'm never not on my phone, except for now during this interview. That's about it.
Cool. Dude, I just wanted to make a comment about my friend, my brother Adam here, my soul brother.
I wasn't going to shake your hand, but okay, I was going to probably. Let's hold hands while I say
this. Let's do it like this.
It's so good to see. No, you can do it. Yeah, get in here. It's so good to see. I know this man. He is a manly man. He's a masculine. He's in touch with his masculine side. And his songs are just like Midwest emo pop.
Oh, man.
I love that, dude. He's getting it.
Brutal. Yeah, I'm like three different musicians, man. Drums, bass.
But I know he could make some like Norwegian death metal too if he wanted to. He could do it all.
I just love seeing the side of you. I need to pick up my pick.
Do you want to play your old guitar, bro, by chance?
Not right now.
No.
I'm digging this thing.
Okay. Well, Stephen Bard pawned a guitar once, that he's 95% sure I own that.
No, that's it. I know there's a divot in the neck where exactly that's my old guitar. I pawned it. I was a drug addict. We could get into that later.
So when he makes it, I'm going to sell it for a shitload of money.
Yeah.
So I'm taking offers now.
Yeah, sure.
I lost my ovation.
At 10,000.
To the same thing, dude.
You're working more.
That's why when I saw the ovation, it's like, you got an ovation because I did the same thing, man.
Dude, you and I have a lot of synchronicity. Dude, I had a lot of, speaking of 11-11, I had a lot of synchronicities on the way here.
We talked about 11-11 the first day we met, dude.
I had like it was wild. It was just like, because I was like, I don't know, I'm nervous, but then everything was just telling me it's going to be all right, you're on the right path, you know? That's what that number means to me.
You're on the right path.
You're doing the right thing.
Here we are.
Speaking of doing the right thing, this song has nothing to do with that.
Very good.
It's about being a piece of...
This is about... Yeah, it is kind of about that. This is called Why. I wrote it because, people lack understanding for children a lot, and they get angry a lot when they should be more understanding. Just not even only at children, just in general. And that's hard to deal with when you love somebody who is like that. And that's what this song is about.
It's called Why, named by my good friend Kiki Sanders.
Oh, she's great.
And it's not completely finished yet, but I'm going to finish it right now, actually. This is going to be, I'm going to write the second verse and everything.
I like it.
My words full of self-hate, you don't seem to care as much. Cause you can't look in my face, I know the truth, it tends to hurt. So you can't look that way, you fucked it up, it's all your fault. But for your sake, I won't say. I'll hide my anger. I'll hold it down inside. I'll shake and quiver as I try not to cry. I know I got to be the man, but I just don't understand why. I don't know why you got to be so angry, so angry all the time. I don't know why you got to be so angry. So angry.
nothing you can do for me that I don't do for you. There's nothing you can do for me that I can do for you. There's nothing you can do for me that I don't do for you. There's nothing you can do for me that I can do for you. I speak. My voice is slowly fades when I think things start to change. The logic stays the same, and I said it once before. I say it once again. I don't know who you think I am, but I can't live this way. I hide my anger, I hold it down inside. I shake and quiver as I try not to cry. I know I got to be the man, but I just don't understand why. I don't know why you got to be so angry, so angry all the time. I don't know why you got to be so angry, so angry all the time. I don't know why you got to be so angry. Ooh, I don't know why you got to be so angry. Ooh, don't know why you got to be so angry. Ooh, I don't know why you got to be so angry.
Good job on the harmonies, but also, if I'm not mistaken, Steven, there was a time at the Drunken Donut where you dedicated that song to me, where you announced I'm the angriest person you know.
That was actually Thoughts, I think.
You asked for security to remove me, even though there wasn't security, but...
That was actually Thoughts, I think, and that was actually a joke that you obviously didn't catch up on, and you still don't understand that that was just kidding.
I know you were fucking busting balls, okay. But it's just funny to me.
Like, yeah, that was a good time.
The banter that you include me in your set is actually a cool touch that you do as a
I love to do it. You gotta get the audience involved. You know?
Bart has good banter.
Good banter, thank you.
Bart has good banter.
You did too. Where's McDougal?
Angus?
Where's Angus?
He's in Glasgow.
Who are you talking about?
It's a good friend of Adam's.
My good friend. It's my alter personality, Angus McDougal.
Angus.
He's from Scotland.
He's a good man.
That's great then.
He's a good man. Grew up in my mum's village. Right.
He's kind of an arsehole, but you know.
Grew up in my mum's village.
That's right. Glasgow?
Glasgow.
Okay. Yeah, great. That's right.
Right there about Brighton.
Oh, try it.
Try it.
Put your mouth to the mic and say what you want to say.
Say what you need to say.
Say all right.
That's a good question, man. Shit.
So what else?
Who are you?
What else? Yeah, why don't you tell us about yourself, man?
My name is Wesley Jaffery. My musical project is Half-Life Crisis, and quite frankly, I just want to be known as a producer and guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, play bass drums. I reluctantly sing, which I won't be doing today. Maybe at O'Neill's, who knows if Steven will accompany me. But that's my end game. I want to be a producer and I want to rise with my friends. Like, I'd in the future like to collab with both of these gentlemen on a song. That's kind of my thing. We try different genres in the... I collab with a singer-songwriter in their genre. So far I have one alternative metal song out called Oblivious, one song that I personally think is a piece of shit called Catching Lightning, but upside is we wrote it at Eminem's old mansion, because I'm insane enough to just ring the doorbell and Google the address. That's kind of how that happened. And then I have Baby Girl, which is a pop song, but I'll be putting out a rap rock song ideally in the next 2 months, blues rock in the future with Primal Mood.
I'm
going to
be the MC on that song.
I definitely want to get you guys on the second album. I'll just say that and I'll shut up. It's your turn now, man. Like, you got another song for us. I know that.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to try something in here. It's not a very long thing. So I was getting ready to come here.
You wrote something?
I did.
You wrote this on the way over?
Yeah, like a tiny little part of it, because I have this like riff that's like I suck at doing, but I'm gonna try.
Show the riff to him.
The end of that song, right? That I just played right now, I actually wrote on the.
The fly, that's why I've been inspired now.
The best is just getting it out there. That's why when we step into the studio time will be paid for. I want to just write the goddamn song on the spot. Mm-hmm. Overthinking is death in music if you didn't know.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of songs I want to get out that have been bugging me.
Let's talk about that later.
Adam, we're live. Cut!
What? So anyway, yeah, this is... Man, I sound like such a... I play music, I doodle around in my bedroom or whatever. My wife hears it, she says, that's a cool riff, and I go, okay, now I gotta do something with it or whatever. So this is one of those riffs. And on the way here, I was thinking about like some possible words, so I'm gonna try it. Nice. I'm just gonna get to the chorus.
What if I jump in?
I want you to hear it. We could, you know.
If I feel something? Maybe.
Well, I don't know how far I can go because I only have part of the song.
Keep going. No. Whatever comes to your tongue, just spit it out. Don't go through with anything.
Told you it was hard. We are misunderstood by far, and if only I could find a way to start the process of moving out of the headspace I'm singing out loud now. Playing characters until we get home. And all we have to do is learn the parts so that when we go out, all we have to do is messenger to the masses that collect us. All we are is playing characters and living out the between you and the you wanted to be and you wanted to be better than before.
You just turned that into a full song. song, right?
Almost.
How much of that was on
this spot? Did that right before, and you didn't say anything to me.
I wrote up to the first chorus to...
Busting my balls, bro. I'm trying here.
Yeah, right? It's hard. It's hard to interview.
Dude, it's entertainment.
It's hard to interview. So what we just had here is Bard and I, who are stubborn about maybe finishing songs sometimes.
We sure are.
Finish it. It is what it is now. Yeah, permanently is. Archived to the next.
Now I gotta look back at the recording and see what I said.
Like, okay, what am I doing?
I do want to say this, and I hate to say this because I'm having fun with you guys, and I hope the audience is enjoying what you guys are doing. I don't see why they wouldn't.
Thank you for watching, by the way.
I think we should wrap up with final thoughts because unfortunately most people don't have the attention span unless you're watching Joe Rogan.
Well, dude, I can't even watch
Joe for 3 hours.
You got more songs
left
to do?
Let's hear a Bard song.
Let's hear a Bard song.
Or my other opener that I was going to play with the other opener.
The other opener.
I think you inspired me to get a little sad here.
Oh, dude, it's what I'm out here to do.
And guys, you could see the rest of his plans set at O'Neill's tonight because just O'Neill's is the place to be, quite frankly.
O'Neill's. This song is about the things I wanted to say to the people when I was having mental health issues as a kid. Who would say, what do you have to be sad about? You got your whole life out of you. You should just be happy. What do you have to be sad about? That's the worst question you could ask somebody who tells you they're sad, you know? What do you have to be sad about? Well, what do you want me to be? Miserable like you? So that's what this song's called.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
It's green. I can finally have my life back. I just tell my chemical deficiency to put itself right back in check. Well, you should know because you've been sad too, and you toughened it up and you pushed right through, and everyone's so proud of you. You did it, so I should be able to too. If I was tough like you, I could push right through, and I could be happier like you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I could be happier like you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I should be stronger like you. Ooh, 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 ooh. So I could be happier like you. I should be happier like you. Go to work, watch TV. How I love to watch TV. Anything works for me to escape reality. I work real hard just to sit on the couch and maybe watch me a movie. I make believe that I'm the guy on the screen, and then I pray for the end of the week. It's the end of the week, it's the end of the week. I just can't wait for the end of the week. So I can drink till I can see. So I can drink till I can see. Wash, rinse, repeat. 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 Happier like you. So I should be happier like you. Well, I can't be happier like you. Oh, 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 oh. You miserable, miserable fool. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. You miserable, miserable fool. Ooh, you miserable, miserable fool. I can't be happier like you. So how the fuck am I supposed to be happier like you? You're a miserable fool. So I can't be happier like you. I can't be happier like you. You're miserable, miserable.
I wanted to say thank you to Dennis. Everyone for checking us out
here. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Chicago Music Guide, Wes, for being an excellent, excellent host. A round of applause for Wes. It's not easy to do.
Wes, heck yes, Wes. Heck yes, Wes. Heck yes, Wes. And Dennis.
Oh, heck yes, Wes and Dennis.
Yes. Yeah, oh, shit. Everybody chant it right now so we can hear you.
Steven, thank you for sharing the stage.
Yeah, man, dude, it was awesome to be with you, bro. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We look forward to seeing you out there. We're going to go to
Chicago Music Guide.
Magoo's. Chicago Music Guide.
Check it out.
Life Crisis. Bart, 1111. Thank you, guys.
Steven Bart Music. We love you.